book at 1700 The Champ and website 1700thechamp.com. Saturday, you're going to get Northern Iowa, Indiana State, 12:30 pregame. We are a UNI affiliate. We're also a Kansas City Chiefs affiliate, so that makes another big day on Sunday for that as well. This segment is going to be brought to you by DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. They have three locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, and 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny, Iowa. Their services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. I had Melissa Merrifield in last night. Really putting this high awareness on their spinal center and all the great work and the success they've been having. So that's a big one. DMOS also has urgent injury clinics at both Ankeny and West Des Moines. No appointment needed. You can look up wait times online at DMOS.com. You can also look up hours of business. They've got you covered pretty much from early morning to mid-evening, right, around 6 p.m. They also have new to DMOS is Engineer Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training in Central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny, Iowa. DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, thank you for being a part of this show. Okay, I'm going to just kind of shoot around here a little bit again. I saw this and it was, I had a picture of it and I got to make sure where I had that, but, this thing shocked me today with the NBA. So I'm going to go back and I'll talk some NFL too tomorrow, unless there's a huge story. It is breaking down the game tomorrow, the teams, the coaches, everybody. That'll be our Football Friday. Number two picks in the NBA draft since Kevin Durant. So number two overall picks since Kevin Durant. Michael Beasley, Hashim Thabeet, Evan Turner, Derek Williams, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Victor Oladipo, Jabari Parker, D'Angelo Russell, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Marvin Bagley III, Ja Morant, James Wiseman, Jalen Green, and Chet Holmgren. I can't comment on Chet Holmgren because he got hurt. I think he's going to be a really good NBA player, but he has to stay healthy. You look at that there's not been a lot of number two draft picks as good as Kevin. There hasn't been draft picks as good as Kevin Durant. So I don't know how important that stat is about, just where that fits. On an NFL note, and this interests me today very much. This was in two or three different social media posts today that Eric Bieniemy is still considering and being considered for the Washington Football Commanders and the Baltimore Ravens. Now, my thought process on this is, why in the world would Eric Bieniemy want to go and be an offensive coordinator anywhere in the world that doesn't have Patrick Mahomes? So I find that interesting. Would as a Baltimore Ravens fan, would I take him as my offensive coordinator? Are you kidding me? Yes. The things that he could do with Patrick Mahomes, you don't think that he could do with Lamar Jackson? Come on. I think it's so interesting because, and here's the reason it's interesting, because Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy never talk about it. They don't talk about how they game plan. They don't talk about any of that stuff. You have people that always say, oh, it's all Andy Reid. I have a hard time because when I'm seeing Eric Bieniemy during games, during practice, he is right by Patrick Mahomes' side and they are constantly talking to each other and going over things and doing all these things. I do not think I wouldn't think the Kansas City Chiefs would make him available, but maybe that's not how it works. I would have a hard time leaving Patrick Mahomes. Now, I would have a hard time leaving Patrick Mahomes for the Washington Commanders, even though I know he has a relationship with our coach, but they have no quarterback. Now, if you're talking about the Baltimore Ravens, and trust me, I would sign up for this today, no matter what. I am ready, but I just don't see him and the Kansas City Chiefs not being being there and being with Andy Reid. That doesn't mean that when Andy Reid retires that Eric Bieniemy is going to be the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. I just don't think you can say that. He has no head coaching experience. And he's been trying to get head coaching experience, and he never gets all the way through. Now, one of the issues that Eric Bieniemy's had in the last 5 years that he's been with the Kansas City Chiefs, they've been either in the Super Bowl or the conference finals, and so he can't interview. And half of these teams, I mean, out of all of them, they have two left because they've already been hired. KenPom. When you're going through and you're trying to do rankings for college basketball, it's so difficult because unlike football where, I mean, I don't think that there should be rankings for college football until you get into conference play. Because some teams go out and they play really good teams and they get a couple of losses and so they can never catch up. And other teams don't play anybody. And so they have that over them. I think KenPom is probably the best in ranking the conferences as of before last night. So this was as of yesterday. And there were some losses last night that hurt. Iowa State being one of them, even though they were a dog. They were not favored in that game last night. They actually covered. The Big 12 Conference has the highest KenPom rating. The Big 10 Conference is next. The Big East Conference is next after that. And the SEC is next. That goes from 18 from the Big 12 to 15 to 13 and 13 for the Big East and the Southeast. Here's where this is crazy. The Pac-12 is barely over 11. The Mountain West is next at 9.5. The ACC is seventh. Seventh best conference. The ACC. That makes me feel old because the ACC is the bomb, right? I mean, it's been that way since 1980. It just shows that things are changing. I am not the biggest fan of Gino Auriemma, however you say his name. Gino. He's had a beef with Don Staley because he didn't like the way the officials officiated the game against South Carolina. Then the next night two nights later, he gets beat by Marquette. So two losses in a row. He hasn't had that happen. He's owly. His basketball team is still really good, and they're missing two All-Americans who are out injured. And the scary thing for Gino right now is those two superstars that he have that are injured are kind of looking to be injury prone. And that's always so difficult. He's just a little owly, and I think it's funny when they're owly like that. Here was the one that I wanted to talk about. And this was a comparison to Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski. So Gronk. And a lot of people, I think there's a lot of people out there in the world that think that Gronk isn't that good of a football player. And when you kind of look at some of this, you know, I'm going through. So Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski. Travis Kelce has 814 catches so far in his career. Rob Gronkowski finished with 621. Right now, Travis Kelce has 10,344 yards, and Gronk had 9,286 for his career. This is through the time frame that was there. It was 144 games played by Travis Kelce and 143 by Gronk. And you're thinking, wow, man. Gronk isn't even close to Travis Kelce. And then you get the last one, touchdowns. Gronk, 92. Travis Kelce, 72. Gronk was a scoring machine. Not that I'm saying that Gronk is better than Kelce or Kelsey's better than Gronk. What Travis Kelce has done in the 5 years that Patrick Mahomes has been his quarterback duo, his teammate. They are, it's been crazy good. And it's great to see, right? And I love the comparison. Top 50 net rankings for the NCAA. This is another interesting one, and it gets you with the ACC too. So the AAC has two. The Atlantic Sun has one. ACC has six. The Big 12 has eight. The Big East has five. The Big 10 has eight. Conference USA has one. Mountain West has five. The Pac-12 has two. The SEC has nine. The Summit League has one, and WCC has two. So if you're looking and keeping track, so the Pac-12 in 2025, I think 2024, 2025. So two years from now, lose USC and UCLA. They are out there trying to attract San Diego State, and the other one's going to hit me here in just a second because I can't remember. It was San Diego State and, gosh darn it, it'll hit me here before we get done, to try to replace them, to try to keep the Pac-12 going. Right now, the Pac-12 TV contract's not going how it was supposed to go, and you're going to end up seeing games on some weird channel at like midnight if you're in the Central, and 1 o'clock in the morning if you're on the East Coast. Not, doesn't help you with I see a hard time ahead for the Pac-12 and they're negotiating with a contract, especially since they kind of let the Big 12 jump ahead of them and didn't think that they were going to get what they got, and they got more. And so I think that put them in a big hole. Okay. So I found the one with the Super Bowl that you have to knock one out. Dr. Dre and Friends, Lady Gaga, Prince, and U2. I'm going to be really honest. I thought that U2 was really, really good. I thought Prince was outstanding. So I'm down to Lady Gaga and Dr. Dre and Friends. And I think Lady Gaga, it's hard. But I thought, even though I loved seeing Dr. Dre and all those guys, I think they underperformed. I probably, and this kills me because I love Dr. Dre, and I've watched his documentary so many times. I think I would probably, but Lady Gaga is a part of that. I mean, it was part of that whole group, not in the rap group, but in the multi-billion-dollar with Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre. I think I would drop Dr. Dre and Friends. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great. It didn't knock my socks off. So I think the biggest uproar yesterday in the NFL before the Super Bowl was Roger Goodell issuing a lengthy defense against criticism of NFL officiating, saying he thinks it's never been better. There are every general manager and president and owner of a football team will disagree. The players' union is going to disagree. Fans watching will disagree. There's too many things that are getting missed. There's too many things that aren't missed but are over exaggerated. When you're a multi-billion-dollar company and you don't make very many missteps, the one thing you do is, hey, what do you think of your officiating? Well, this is what I think the most of our officiating. It's an ongoing process. We're working with technology to make it even better. We're always looking to get to that next level so that when we have these comments at the end of the year that we don't have to ask about officiating. And everybody would have walked away and went, that's a really good answer. No answer, but it's better than I think it's never been better. And I don't think there's one person out there that believes that. And the reason they don't believe it is because there's too much technology and it's not being used correctly, so it can't be better than ever. One of the biggest and one of the biggest proponents of this happens to be a backyard neighbor and a really good friend. And I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to land on this. And it's talking about they're building a new football stadium at Drake, a multi-use stadium, for lots of reasons, but also for some of the teams to play their home games there. And I understand, and my buddy and my friend is John Walling, who's best known as being Beth's husband and Rory Walling's dad. No, I'm just kidding. He's an amazing man. I consider it a very lucky thing to be able to call him a friend. And I go back and forth, and it happens to be because he's done a lot of stuff at Des Moines East, and done some amazing things. And Des Moines East isn't going to go play football games there because Des Moines East has a relationship with Grandview University. And I think that's awesome. But I also think that's the reason that they're trying to get this so other people have that same kind of football feel. I think it can be used for a lot of different things. I think it was going to be built no matter what. I bring it up because I probably need to get John on and just let him talk through it with me. And I think that would be really good because I think that some points I understand and it's history and all that. And I'm all for that. So it'll be interesting. I'm going to try to do that and see if I can get him to come on, especially when it gets closer to high school football, which by the way, folks, is not that far away, which is crazy to say. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. We're going to talk some NBA. Andrew Steenblatt coming in. He's waiting at the door. I'm going to go let him in. We'll be right back.
Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 Champ and at Steen on Sports. Next live thing on the show is Northern Iowa, Indiana State, 12:30 pregame on Saturday. This segment is going to be brought to you by... I've done that one. I've only got two left and I got two segments. So we're going to do Heritage Building Maintenance. Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Provide the best solutions for building maintenance and commercial janitorial services. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. I hate my microphone. Keeps
a little bit staticky there.
It is, and I don't know why that. It gets that way sometimes. They believe we should provide the first line of defense of proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, and provide peace of mind and protect our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to Heritage Building Maintenance or go to heritagebldg.com. to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services. The middle son, the Andrew John, is in, and we're back together in studio. How's things?
Things are going pretty well. I got a big old crock pot of jalapeno cream corn sitting in my front seat there. Got some leftovers, finally.
Had a good day. Yeah. And your, for everybody out there, your Twitter account is?
AndrewSteen75.
There you go. 75 for your high school offensive lineman.
Yeah, the 1 year that I got to play.
And people would look at you and go, you didn't play offensive line in high school.
Yeah, and now we're trying to, my fantasy football group chat's going crazy because the person who got last is not doing the punishment. So it's not going over well.
That doesn't work. Do I know the person that came in last place?
It was between Ben Wilson and one of our friends, Mitch Dumbo. Okay. But it's well warranted. You know, it's eating 60 nuggets, McDonald's nuggets on Instagram Live with no sauces. So,
ooh, Yeah. No sauces makes it tough. I could eat 16 nuggets.
Yeah, if I could dunk it in some ranch or buffalo, that'd be easy. But
easy. Yeah. But plain. Ooh, can I drink anything while I'm doing it?
You get water.
Oh, okay.
So he's not invited into the league next year, unfortunately.
Well, that is a just punishment. So, NBA trade deadline day. First off, Kyrie Irvin and Luka Doncic. I think it's a better relationship than Kyrie and Kevin Durant. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that the main thing is that Luka loved, I'm going to butcher his name, but Dorian Finney-Smith.
Right.
I mean, they were best friends. Yes. So I know that it's probably going to be a little bit of like a shock just to kind of, you know, move past that. But I think that he understands that that's just what the NBA is. You know, the people come and go, and I think he got a pretty good replacement, all things considered.
Well, I do too. And I think what it does for Dallas the most is on nights that Luka doesn't have to score 56 to win because Kyrie can score 30. I think both can score 30 and just go back and forth with each other. And how do you defend that?
And last night was a prime example of, because Luka didn't play last night.
Right.
And I think every single starter for the Mavericks scored over 10 points. And that hasn't happened, I don't think, for the entire year. Right. And I don't know. It also just helps, too, that Luka doesn't have to run the point every single possession. You know, having him one more person to be able to facilitate the ball and not have to make him create every shot.
If you were the Brooklyn Nets, I think you did the right thing. You tried something. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. A lot of teams try to stick it out or try to do something different. Right. And not only did they trade Kyrie, they trade Kevin Durant.
And I think that was mainly because how it all kind of left, like, you know, KD was on an island there at this point, and
right.
Luke had asked me last night, he said, you know, do you think that KD's going to stay, or, you know, is there going to be a move made? And I go, honestly, I think that the Nets might, and it kind of forced their hand, they have to make the trade, because you run the risk of KD just saying, I'm not going to suit up. I'm just going to sit on the sideline for the rest of the season.
Yep.
Pull a Kawhi Leonard.
Yep. Kawhi Leonard, a Ben Simmons. you
there's a lot of that in the league now.
You name it. I think if Kevin Durant could have, and maybe he did, but if he could reach out and just say, this is where I'm going to go, mm-hmm. he went to maybe the best spot for him to go.
Yeah, and I don't want to pat myself on the back here too much, but I did mention a couple of weeks back, you know, I think the Suns might be a good landing spot for KD. And
he doesn't have to be the face of it. He can fit in. Yeah. Devin Booker's a star out there.
I just can't believe they were able to keep CP3, Booker, and Ayton. Like, right. How do you keep that three?
And still get Mikal Bridges is a big part of that. And
yeah.
Jay Crowder. Mm-hmm. Jay Crowder got moved and got moved again. Now mm-hmm. putting Jay Crowder
on the
to be the bodyguard for Giannis. So if you beat up on Giannis, mm-hmm. you have to put up with Jay Crowder.
I think that just makes the Bucks even better. And I mean they were already a great defensive team. And then, I mean, between Jrue Holiday and Jay Crowder and Giannis, I mean,
I think it's tough, I agree with you. I thought that happened today was mm-hmm. ginormous.
Yeah, it fits in well, but I wonder how they came up with the 5 second round picks for him. I don't know. It just seems like a weird number, but
and that's,
I guess they're trying to dish out picks that they didn't.
Today, Gary Payton Jr. goes back to the Golden State Warriors for 5 second round picks.
Yeah.
I mean, the percentage of second round picks that make it in the NBA is so mm-hmm. small that it seems. But what they can use it for is deferment of money.
Yeah,
that's why they use it. Mm-hmm. It's a financial thing, not anything else.
Yeah.
So the reason that I said that is, number one, Chris Paul, he doesn't have to bring the ball up the court. He doesn't have to facilitate the offense because Chris Paul can do that.
Mm-hmm.
He has Devin Booker that him and Devin Booker can play off each other way better than James Harden and him could. So
right, yeah, and I just think that, I mean. Banging on the soundboard there.
I do. That made it better.
But honestly, I don't know. Between Booker, I mean, obviously the Suns have had a lot of injury issues this year. I don't know if, you know, Booker, Ayton, and CP3 have played more than, you know, 10 games together, but I don't know. I feel like they're definitely the favorite right now to win. I mean, all they did was get better.
Yeah, and the other reason that I said that is that Kevin Durant is better, even better defensively, when he has another star defensive player. Draymond Green saved Kevin Durant mm-hmm. a lot when he was in Golden State. DeAndre Ayton can erase, if somebody gets by or he lets somebody go by, they still have to get through DeAndre Ayton. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal. I mean, it's Durant doesn't have to rebound. They've got that covered. You know, now they're going to have to get, you know, Cam Johnson was another one, too. I like Cam Johnson. He's a good player, too.
Yeah. Is his younger brother still at North Carolina?
I think so.
No, he played against Kansas last year.
So I think that's interesting. You know, a lot of other ones that are out there. I mean, there's some things that help people get better. I think what's going to happen in the NBA now is how many people get let go and get bought out of their contracts. They're going to go wherever they want to go.
Yeah. Well, I think I can say with 100% certainty that Russell Westbrook will not play a game in a Utah Jazz jersey.
I don't think he's going to play there either.
Mm-hmm. It looks like the Clippers are wanting to dish out John Wall. And I know that the Clippers is an ideal landing spot for Russ just because he's from, you know, right. he's from LA, went to UCLA.
How bad was that for John Wall? So he dogs.
Was in a terrible situation in Houston.
Dogs it the whole mm-hmm. time. Finally gets to a place that he's happy and at least playing a little bit. Mm-hmm. And just trashes on Houston, and they trade him back to Houston.
Houston's doing the ultimate, the biggest tank job in the history of tank jobs. I mean, just last night, I don't know if you were able to see that, but there was 1 second left in the game. They were up by one on a defensive possession. Eric Gordon fouls, I forget who it was, maybe De'Aaron Fox, on the last second shot. He missed the shot, and the shot, you know, went in after the zero. I mean, clock hit zero. But since the foul happened, they got three free throws at the end of the game, 0 seconds on the clock, lose the game. And then Eric Gordon gets shipped out today.
You know, that's the interesting thing for me, too, when I'm looking at the NBA. And the NBA has become more of a have and a have-not again. Like, your cousin, my nephew, Kale, is just crying for his Minnesota Timberwolves. And I haven't been able to text yet. But I want to tell him, listen, Mike Conley Jr. is a better fit as a point guard for them with Rudy Gobert and what they have than D'Angelo Russell because he doesn't have to score.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to score 18, and if he doesn't, he sulks. Mm-hmm. Mike Conley's an ultimate team player and loves playing with Rudy Gobert. D'Angelo Russell hated because Rudy Gobert was getting in his way of getting to the hole.
It's just crazy that D'Angelo Russell is maybe 2 years older than me, and he's played with Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and Steph Curry.
Yeah. it is crazy, right?
Yeah.
And, and Kat. I mean, it's not like Karl Anthony Towns isn't a quasi-future Hall of Famer as well. I mean, he's played with some great people.
I mean, he's one of the best shooting centers in the league, I mean, in recent memory.
With James Crowder going, I think that helps the Bucks. I was surprised the Celtics didn't do anything. Maybe they get into that aftermarket if somebody mm-hmm. goes away. I'm one of those guys, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. I'm one of those, no way in Hector, I'm breaking up Jaylen Brown and
Tatum. No, and Tatum. You can't.
They're not the same player. They don't need the same things, but they complement each other almost better than I can think of anybody complimenting each other as we go.
Yeah, and I mean, it's crazy that the Celtics were able to pull off that win last night against Philadelphia without Robert Williams and without Marcus Smart, arguably their two best defensive players, and were able to keep the Sixers, you know, scoring under.
It looked like Philadelphia was gonna try to take over that number one spot, and really, I just don't think they have it in them. And I help me with the blank in the center, Embiid.
Yeah,
I do not know if there's a better player in the NBA.
I mean, when he's healthy, I mean, he's the leading scorer in the league right now.
Yeah,
he's a front runner for the MVP. Well, him and, you know, obviously, Jokic, but he's an All Star reserve. He can't even get a starting spot.
I know.
It's not like he's missed that many games. I don't think he's missed any more than, I don't know, like any other starter.
And you have to realize that Brooklyn Nets made all these moves last night, and they were number 5 seed in the East. And they won't make the playoffs.
No. I mean, that it's kind of funny going from, you got about a year ago, you've got KD, Kyrie, and Harden, and now you end up with Ben Simmons. And that's kind of the last. Yeah.
I have a hard time even fathoming. Mm-hmm. So here's my thought process on Jokic and I know people, he's won 2 MVPs in a row, and I think people just dog this guy.
Mm-hmm.
In his last 5 games, he's had a triple-double in the first half. He's averaging like 14 assists a game in like his last seven games, and scoring 20 and getting 10 to 15 boards.
And the best record in the West.
Yeah, I don't know why people. I get why people don't like him. I think there's a couple of things. He's tall and lanky and he's just a goofball.
Yeah.
And he's not from here. I mean, that's the only two things that I can think of that people don't like him. Yeah. He's amazing. If I could have a teammate, that's my teammate, right? Mm-hmm. He's won two MVPs in a row, and every night he's looking to get me the ball so I can score.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily always like he's not the maybe part of the reason is that he's not the most flashy player, but he still will make these web gem plays and makes it look so effortless. I think it's the fact that he makes it look so easy. People are like, well, that doesn't even look good. It's fun to watch.
I'm staying away from our LeBron James talk, and we'll do that in the last segment. So I'm moving around it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant, 3 weeks ago, was getting precariously close to being a face of the NBA. And I mean, he's amazing to watch play basketball.
He's also a cheat code in 2K.
Yep. It is freakish. These young kids have to learn that their social media means something. And your friends that you hang out with mean something. Mm-hmm. And when your friends are doing stuff that you're not supposed to be doing and you don't knock your friends down for doing it, it doesn't go well on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of people that don't like Ja Morant just because he's Ja Morant, mm-hmm. and maybe the color of his skin or maybe the long hair or maybe everything that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put that in there. Do you think he needs to cut back on that a little bit, or he just going to fly? Because it flies in Memphis. They love him in Memphis. So I don't know what to, if I was somebody that could talk to him, I don't know what I would say to him.
I think that the Grizzlies like being the team that has everybody, you know, chipped on their shoulder. Like, you know, everybody's circling the Memphis game. You know, I think that they like being the, you know, like KD being the villain, being the bad guy. You know, they're starting these beefs with the Suns, the Warriors. They just want to be a nuisance. I mean,
I don't blame him.
I don't know. Yeah.
I, that's what I would.
Yeah.
You know,
and the thing is, I would say it differently if they weren't winning games, but they are.
And I'm a Golden State Warrior fan, right? You know how you beat the Golden State Warriors? You bully them.
Yeah.
That's how you beat them.
Yeah.
And they bully them. It's very interesting. The biggest surprise in the NBA to me is the Sacramento Kings. The Sacramento Kings have been garbage.
And they're the 4 or 5 seed in the West right now.
And they get Keegan. They're three. They get Keegan Murray. De'Aaron Fox plays better. Buddy Hield plays better. Mm. Keegan Murray, I didn't know what Keegan Murray was going to bring to them. What he brought to them is he opens up the floor. He's hitting three-pointers at a very high percentage rate for a rookie, where he's not used to shooting at that distance. That was a great draft.
Did he make a Rising Star team? I think he did.
I don't know if he did or not. I think he did.
He had to have. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's probably in the contest.
When you look at that and you have Tyrese Halliburton and you have him, I mean, we're pretty well represented in the state of Iowa with those two kids. Because Tyrese Halliburton, even though he got hurt.
Well, he's an all-star.
I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. So, all right, when we come back, it's going to be Andrew's time to sit and yell and scream at me like my oldest son Zach did. But we're going to talk about LeBron James, see what Andrew thinks, where he fits in. And I have to do my Mount Rushmore and see if he'll buy it. You're listening to 1700 The Champ, 101.3 FM. It's Steen on Sports. Be right back.
101.3 FM and 7 on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Thursday. Went fast. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. You can check us out on 1700 Champ. I said that already. Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at Andrew Steen.
75.
There we go. Facebook's at 1700 Champ, and the website 1700champ.com. Northern Iowa, Indiana State tomorrow, 12:30 pregame, and then Sunday Super Bowl on 101.3 and 1700 Champ starts at 1 and goes all the way through until the end of the game. Want to thank the sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. We could not do this without you. I'm going to throw you a curveball here because this just popped up on my screen.
Oh, boy, is it my curveball?
No, it is a nice curveball. If you could only have one ISU bar drink, and one ISU / Ames food item for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Well, my bar drink would be a Long Island from Welch Ave Station, and food would probably be the Euro Man from the Euro Stand.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was quick. That was
pretty quick.
That was not hard for you to do.
Right off the dome.
The Long Island iced teas are really, really good.
Yeah. They're really good, and they make some good choices.
Perfect choices. Okay. LeBron James did something that I think a lot of people didn't think could be done, but the fact that he got to come in straight from high school, mm-hmm. I think helps. But what he did was amazing.
It was still in less games.
Yeah, he's still 38 years old,
mm-hmm.
and his career is amazing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. The only thing that I fight with you with, and I fight with Zach with, is I still hold Michael Jordan in higher regard than I do LeBron James. I like them both. I love them both. I love to watch both of them play. I think it is tougher, and I think what you said is true. If everybody knew what Michael Jordan was like outside of basketball and all the things he did, they probably wouldn't have liked him as much as mm-hmm. they did. LeBron wears his on his sleeve, and people don't like him because he wears all of his stuff on his sleeve, which mm-hmm. I think is bullcrap. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he's had to go through social media like that, Michael Jordan couldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also think that LeBron James wouldn't have liked being tackled and hit and smacked and by the bad boys from Detroit and all that either. But what I've always said is this is a no-brainer for me, and it's my Mount Rushmore. And my Mount Rushmore is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And for the reasons I've always stated, they changed the rules in high school to try to make it harder for him. They changed the rules in college to make it harder for him. And then when he came to the NBA, he just dominated for a lot of years. And then Michael Jordan and LeBron James. I'm not putting one ahead of the other. I'm just saying on my Mount Rushmore, they're all there. And the great thing for all these guys, I don't know who the fourth one is because I go back and forth all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be your fourth? Because I know you're going to say LeBron James is, you like LeBron James more than you like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want you to do, I couldn't get Zach to quit yelling at me. I want you to tell me who your fourth would be.
I think, as much as it pains me to say it, honestly, for me, Steph Curry has to be somewhere near there. And whether it's him or Kobe, I don't know. But
here's a really funny thing. You and your brother are exactly the same. And the reason he said it, he goes, Dad, you just got done saying that Kareem gets to be on there because he changed the game. Mm-hmm. Or the game changed to try to make it harder for him. Steph Curry's changed the game because I've always said this. It's an NBA speech of mine for the 6 or 7 years I coached. There is none of you in here that are going to be Michael Jordan or LeBron James because you're not big enough and you're not going to dunk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you can be? You can be Steph Curry. And I don't think that mm-hmm. they ever believed me.
Yeah.
But you know why I believe it even more? Because one of the persons I said that to, not NBA related, was Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
And you know what? Caitlin Clark's pretty darn close to being Steph Curry.
Yeah, and I mean, Steph said it himself, too, when he won his MVP. He goes, I'm 6'3", 175 pounds, soaking wet, and I shouldn't be, the MVP in this league. But I don't know. When you can make any shot from anywhere on the floor, I mean, it's going to
– Yep. And here's my struggle that I have with the others that I don't have with Michael and I don't have with Kareem. Well, Kareem had great players, but Kareem was going to win no matter what. And with LeBron, none of those. If I say Magic Johnson, mm-hmm. man, those teams were stacked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really good players.
And I just don't have enough of a reference point to be able to talk about him
I say Larry Bird, mm-hmm. same thing. He had really good teams.
And there's Jerry West and Chamberlain, the logo. And
right.
Yeah.
And Wilt Chamberlain kind of gets not – Wilt Chamberlain – now see, Grandpa Bickford,
mm-hmm.
Charlie, he's going to say it's Bill Russell. Because he was great. He played on both ends. He was great in high school. He was great in college, and he was great in the pros, and he won 6 championships. And the only thing I ever say back very, very gently, because I love Bill Russell, not as much as I love Grandpa, but I love Bill Russell as well, is they also had a stacked team against teams that didn't have stacked teams mm-hmm. in the NBA because Red Auerbach was that good or that shady, whichever way you want to go.
I mean, there's also like 10 teams, so you're playing the same 5. So, yeah, so I mean, it makes it tough. Yeah,
it does.
Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest differentiator between, Kareem's former record and now LeBron, is that when Kareem broke that record or created that record, he was doing it late in his career when he was averaging 7 points a game.
Yeah.
LeBron's doing it at 38, averaging back-to-back years, 30 points per game.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, he's still in his prime. Like, it's yeah. like, it's like, I don't know, it's just a little bit different of like, you know.
I totally agree with that I'm not saying.
I mean, even MJ was, you know, averaging like 12 points a game when he was with the Wizards there towards the end.
He actually averaged 20. I looked it up yesterday because someone said that to me. Both years he was there, he averaged 20. But that was the point where he could average 20, and he probably could go back and average 20 right now.
Yeah.
And that's always been my thing with Kareem, that he did it for as long as he did. But, you know, once again, changing all that aspect is his and this is where I put LeBron ahead of Michael, and I put Kareem there too, is what they did for people growing up. Kareem fought for everybody.
Yeah.
Because Kareem was different. LeBron's done that in social media. He fights for everybody. The only I wish LeBron would do less of would fight for his two kids. His two kids already are going to be just fine, but boy, he fights a lot for those two kids. Yeah. But what he's done social media wise is pretty unique. I think my fourth would be Kobe Bryant, just because of how Kobe Bryant played, and he's got the championships, and yes, he was on good teams, and I understand that, but he changed basketball, and we didn't know how much he meant to basketball and changed basketball until he passed away way too early. Because I think the next thing that you would have saw is how good his daughter was going to be because of his coaching and just wisdom that he passed along, and you didn't get to see that because I think that would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. And another thing, too, is that, you know, with MJ comparing him to LeBron, is that every single player in the NBA loves LeBron. Like, they want to be his best friend. And I feel like, you know, in the
Nobody
90s,
did because
everybody hated MJ.
And Michael Jordan didn't like anybody.
No, yeah, and he would just take their money.
And my last one, and LeBron could do this after he's done. And this is why I sometimes yell scoreboard with, like, Tiger Woods and MJ, is there's NBA teams that are wearing Jordan gear. There are great professional golfer, Scotty Scheffler, wearing Tiger Woods Nike stuff. LeBron could get there. He's just never been. It's kind of funny that you're LeBron, and you would think that he's just never been clicky about what he wears. More outside of basketball, what he wears, he likes being seen in. Not his shoes, not a wristband or something, but everything else. There's no arguing how good he is, and he had to deal. I think the reason that a lot of people dislike him is because of social media, but they don't understand that he has to deal with social media. And no matter what you say on social media, you shouldn't be panned for. I mean, unless it's so derogatory that. But and there's nothing even like that out there.
No, and I think it's just also like, you know, he came into the league at the prime time of the 24/7 sports news cycle, where it's every hour of the day, somebody needs to be talking about something, and it's just easy to talk about LeBron. Like, it's just an easy engagement, you know? So,
seeing into the future, Iowa State is going to be seeded what in the NCAA tournament?
God, I hope it's at least a 5.
I think they're going to be a 5.
Yeah.
I think the Big 12 tournament could get it to a 4, maybe a 3.
Because it was a 3 like a week ago before we lost.
And it could keep changing. I mean, Texas Tech hurt. I think that loss. Well, I don't know if it's going to get any better because they haven't played very well here in the last couple of games. It's not as big as loss as Iowa's Eastern Illinois loss, but it wasn't a good loss.
I still can't believe that we lost to Iowa at Carver by like 20 points.
Yeah, I mean it was, and
they didn't even have
Murray.
Yeah.
He didn't even play.
Whatever Murray's name is. Yeah.
And now you won't hear this, but we get to hear this because we have behind the scenes stuff every once in a while. That the whole entire team from out in California, when they were flying back, everybody was sick. And I just don't think they wanted. They thought, hey, we'll just go out and do this, and we're good enough. And they weren't good enough that night. All right. So you're gonna try to stop in tomorrow too, and we'll keep talking. Yeah. We'll talk Super Bowl stuff tomorrow.
Sounds good. Go Chiefs.
Do that. All right. Nice to have you in here, my friend. That was Andrew Steenblok, by the way. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Get home safe. Have some fun. We'll be back in here tomorrow. Have a good night.